Oh, okay, I'm back again. I had one more subject I was going to school you on a little bit about Grandpa Wiswell's family. Remember I told you that my great-grandfather, Henry T. Wiswell, was married and... His first wife apparently died in pretty close to or somewhere along after her first baby died in 1842. Well, she died in 41, and their son, Francis Henry, who was born in July, 1841, died in August 1842. Then he wasn't much more than a year old. And the woman apparently died just a couple of months after birthing this Francis Henry. And then great-grandpa Wiswell married a second wife who was Ruth Lawrence, the daughter of Joshua Lawrence of Roxbury, and they had Osgood Ransom, Henry Lyman, Orrin Hansen, and Frank Trowbridge, who was Grandpa Wiswell, and Herbert Tainta and Fred Maynard. Now, two or three of these brothers of Grandpa Wiswell lived in Marlboro, and I forgot which ones it was, but I think it was Herbert and let me see. Well, there was another one, brother of his that lived in Marlboro. And then this Fred Maynard that was born in 1859, who was Grandpa Wiswell's brother, was that Uncle Fred up in Newfane, Vermont. I told you we visited and they wouldn't let your mother and I in the house. But anyway, I knew he had a half-brother, and apparently had 5 brothers. No daughters in that family. And anyway, there's a lot of this on page 701 of the new Marlboro history from 1974. And now look, I've just found something else about the Bowers. Is something about page 376 of the history of Hancock, New Hampshire, 1764 to 1889, and there's also says James Bowers settled in Marlow or South Acworth in 1821. Nancy S. was born in Marlow. Jacob, and Nancy S. Bowers, who was James Bowers' daughter, married Jacob Proctor, who was the father of Anna E. Proctor, the wife of George Alfred Robinson, her grandfather. So, anyway, that may give you some extra clues. Let me go over that one more time. Hancock, New Hampshire, page 376, is something on the Bowers, and it says James Bowers settled in Marlow or South Acworth in 1821. And Nancy S. Bowers was married to Jacob Proctor, and they had, I don't know how many children, but Anna E. Proctor was one of these, and she was born some dispute as to whether she was born in 1856 or 1857, but she married Grandpa Robinson, George Alfred, on February 6, 1883. So, anyway, we have got a record of this in the Marlowe, Hancock, or South Acworth town history, if you could get your hands on those. I know your mother had one of these books that I got this material I'm talking about right now out of, because I have it written on a piece of paper, and I remember writing it down because she didn't want me to take the book or something, because she had a hard time getting it back from Betty Bowers Abbott, and that's where Betty Bowers got her middle name. Bowers was from James Bowers, probably her great-great grandfather or something like that. Anyway, there's something more that you can get busy on. Well, that's about all I can do on that thing, but that new Marlboro history is pretty complete. Grandpa Wiswell was really interested in this history, and he put stuff down. I don't know about any Bibles or anything like that, but when he could cover three pages in the Marlboro town history like that, he did pretty well, but it's funny, you find very little about the Robinsons, and you kind of wonder, was there some criminals in there or whatever, you know, because they didn't put much down in print. Maybe they just didn't want to talk about it, but whatever. But these old town histories are sure interesting. And I know your mother asked me to send those two back from Mount Vernon and the other town right around Mount Vernon, because you needed them for your genealogy. And that was fine. I didn't have any further use for them. And if you got them, that's fine. But you probably should look for this one. Which is South Acworth, Marlowe, or Hancock, to find out more about the Proctors. I never got the idea that the Proctors had money. If this is the one Frank said had some money, why, that's all new to me. I think it was one Frank said had money, was one of the Proctors, but they also established a town up in Vermont called Proctorville, and there must have been a lot of them, because they had a town named after them, and yeah, it's pretty interesting if you get a hold of some of that stuff. But a lot of these old histories are hard to come by. And like I said before, Roxbury, as far as I know, didn't even have a town history. But not one bound into a book anyway. At least I've not been found anybody that could tell me there was one. Because I called their town clerk and this and that and everything when I was back there one time, and that's how Frank and Cherry told me about that Siva Gilchrist up there that was a writer, and that he had written the history, and he gave me the piece that I'm sending you a copy of that. Would have to be something like, what? And we're just about down to one more minute or so, I think I've just done a marvelous job filling up these 180 minutes, and I'll be signing off here pretty soon and sending this thing back to you, along with some other things I think you'd be interested in. And here we go. Here we're going to click over to 60 minutes in just a minute here. There we go, 59, and the little red light on the left-hand side over here by the corner is blinking to tell me that you better hurry up if you got anything more important to say, because you only got 45 seconds left, and here we go. It's been great, and I started this on about Wednesday of this past week. It is now Sunday. And it's taken me 18 tries to fill up these 180 minutes, but I don't think I had any trouble at all. Hey, we're down to 17 seconds right now. So, hey, hope all of this stuff is useful to you, Ricky, and I'm glad you're doing this, and thanks a lot for all you've done. You'll be getting this thing in a few days. Bye for now.